When I was little, we lived quite far from the rest of my family. From the time I was 3 until I was 17, we lived in Renfrew, and my grandparents were in Hamilton and in Brantford. And when you have little kids, and before they built some of the better roads, that could be a 6 to 8 hour drive, depending on how lucky you were and what time of year it was. What that meant was we did not see my grandparents very often. And Thanksgiving was one of those weekends where sometimes we would just celebrate with the 4 of us at our house. We would have a meal together there. But sometimes, and eventually it became more of the tradition, we would meet with my grandparents halfway in between. You see, my grandparents, my mom's parents, had a trailer at the most wonderful, beautiful place in Ontario, I was convinced. It's called Jack's Lake. It's just outside of a village called Apsley, northeast of Peterborough. And we would get in our car after church on Sunday, and we would drive to the lake. And first you would drive through God's country, and all of those leaves and colors and all of the fall colors that Eastern Ontario has to offer. And you would have all of the anticipation on that drive. When we got to the trailer, we would get hugs from Grandma. We would smell turkey that had been somehow miraculously cooked in a trailer oven, and bread from the bread maker. When we got there, there would be cousins and there would be family. The leaves would be orange and red, both on our side of the lake and across the bay. The hills would just be covered. And then you've got the blue lake with the fall colors reflecting in it. On a great weekend with wonderful weather, the sun would be shining and everything would be colored golden and red and beautiful. Eventually, we would lay out tables outside, and we would gather, and all of the food would be put on the table, and we would gather around it. And we would be so thankful together for family, and thankful for food, and thankful for fall. Thanksgiving meals at the lake are some of my favorite memories. I bet you've got some favorite Thanksgiving memories too. It might look like 30 people in your basement as family gathers and people come to celebrate together. It might be a much smaller event, just 2 or 3 of you at home or at a restaurant. What you thinking, Elizabeth? Absolutely. We have memories, we have traditions of getting together and giving thanks. And that is good. It is good to gather. It is good to be thankful for family. It is good to be thankful for food. It is good to be thankful for fall. And it is good to remember that Thanksgiving is even more than beautiful colors and wonderful food and familiar faces. Thanksgiving is more. Now, people in our world today have a real problem when it comes to Thanksgiving. You see, if you don't believe in God, then Thanksgiving becomes a bit of an issue. Because you can feel thankful, but who are you going to thank? Now, we have good neighbors and community members, some of whom don't know God at all. And many of them are thankful to people. And they make a point of saying thank you, thank you to their family members for the ways that they have cared for one another and being who they are. Thank you to farmers who have produced food. Thank you for those who have made the meal. Thank you for people at work for doing their jobs well. There are many people out there that we can say thank you to. And that's a good reminder for us at Thanksgiving as well, to say thank you to people that God has given us, but real people who have done wonderful things for us. But who do you say thank you to when you see the hills painted with fall colors? Who do you say thank you to when you hold a baby great-grandson? Who do you say thank you to when you see the stars, if you don't know the God who made them, the God who knit that baby together in his mother's womb, the God who painted the hillsides? It's just not the same to say thank you to our earth or to say thank you to our universe. But we gather as people who do know, who know that the God who created our beautiful world created us too. That the God who created us didn't just do that and say, okay, bye. But that he loves us and shows us that love every day of our lives. And so we can say thank you to God for family, to God for friends, to God for food, to God for fall, all of those wonderful gifts. But thanksgiving is even more. Not just to say thank you to God for the things that we can see and touch and taste and smell. We get to say thank you to God for the incredible things that he has done for us. The amazing things that he is doing for us. And for the unimaginable promises of what God is going to do for us in the future. And if you're going to read one passage of the Bible that'll speak to some of the incredible things that God has done for us, that will make your heart say thank you and thank you and thank you, then the verses that Andrew read for us from Ephesians chapter 1 are maybe some of the best ones that you can read. Paul wants to remind us of all that God has done for us, all that God is doing for us, and all that God will do for us. And he starts before the creation of the world. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us. God chose us, made us into part of his family, his self, chose us in him before the creation of the world, so that we might someday be holy and blameless in his sight. He predestined us. He picked us ahead of time and he made sure it would happen. Predestined us for adoption into his family through Jesus Christ, so that it would all line up for what he wanted. Way before time began, before there were fall colors in Ontario, before the stars were hanging in the sky, you were in God's heart. He chose you before the creation of the world to become his daughter, his son, his child. He chose you to become holy and blameless, perfect, the way God intends for you to be. God chose you. Later on in the passage, Paul reminds us, in him we were chosen, predestined, chosen ahead of time, according to the plan of God, who's going to work out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will. That means that if God wants it to happen, God is able to make it happen. And what he wanted from before time began was you. You in his family. You as his family together. You becoming his sons and daughters. We can say thank you to the God who loved us first, before the beginning of time. But God didn't stop there. Paul goes on to remind us of the incredible things that we experience through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, who chose to come and be born as a newborn baby boy, who was carried around because he couldn't walk yet, who was a 5.5-year-old little guy who needed to learn to read and to go to synagogue school, who grew to be a young teenager and then a man, who showed us and taught us what it means to be God and what it means to be human. Jesus Christ, who died for us so that we could be forgiven and experience the good things that God had already planned for us. This is God's plan put into place in and through Jesus. And so Paul can say that God has freely given us his grace through the one he loves, Jesus Christ. And in him we have redemption. That means that we're not slaves anymore to everything that was wrong. Instead, we are set free by Jesus' blood through the forgiveness of our sins and everything that we had done. Because of the richness of God's grace that he lavished on us through Jesus. This is how we experience it now in our lives today. You have been forgiven for everything that you have done that has hurt the people around you and has rebelled against God and has hurt your own heart. God says, I love you. I choose you. I forgive you. And just as a parent wraps their arms around a child who has sinned and done something wrong and says, I still love you. You are still mine. We will make it right. God wraps his arms around us and says, I have already made this right. You are forgiven through Jesus Christ, the true God, true man. This is what God does for us today. And Paul goes on to say that God has put his Holy Spirit into your hearts, that you are never alone. It might look like you are alone in your house when no one else is there. It may feel like you are alone when you are standing up for what is true, when you are living the life that God has called you to. But the reality is that you are never, ever alone, because God has said, I love you so much. I want to be in you and with you. So that every moment of every day and every night, you can experience God's presence, God's love, God's forgiveness. We are thankful for all that God has done for us from the creation of the world. We are thankful for all that God does for us today through Jesus Christ. And we are thankful for the hope that we have for the future. Because God said that when he gave us that Holy Spirit, it wasn't just for today. It's also a promise, a seal, a down payment, a deposit. We experience so much of God's goodness through God's Spirit being in us. And God says, that's just a teeny tiny taste of all of the goodness that I have stored up for you in the future. That Holy Spirit, God's self in us, is the promise that we will be God's, not just until the day we die, but we will be God's from now until eternity. That we will experience fullness of life, where there will never be death and grief and loss again. That we will experience life where there will never be sin and hurt and failure again. That we will experience full life the way God intended, as God's people in God's place together. This is what God has done for us. This is what God is doing for us. This is what God will do for us. And do you know how Paul responds to all of that? He says, for this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus. And ever since I heard about your love for all God's people, I have not stopped giving thanks for you. Every time Paul prayed, he gave thanks for the faithful Christians he knew. People who had experienced God's blessing, seen God at work. We are reminded every Thanksgiving. We are reminded every Sunday. We are reminded morning by morning of the incredible things that God has done for us. And so, yes, we are thankful for food. And yes, we are thankful for family. And yes, we are thankful for fall and harvest and all of the beauty that we see around us. But we are also thankful for all that God has done and for all that God is doing and for all that God has promised to do. Now, it is time very soon for us to go back to our homes. And some of us will celebrate Thanksgiving dinner today. Others perhaps have already or will tomorrow. Maybe your Thanksgiving will look like you going to a restaurant, or you with one or two people, or you with 30 people in your basement. But as you say thank you, as you gather, enjoy and be thankful and taste and experience that good food, remembering to say thank you to the people who have provided it and produced it. And yes, remember to open your eyes and look at the beauty around us, the incredible creation that God has given us. And we can be thankful to God for that. And yes, look into the eyes of the people around you and remember the people who aren't there today. And be thankful for the love that God has for us and the people that God has given us and the family and friends that we can enjoy. Yes, be thankful for those things. And also, remember to say thank you to the God who chose you before the beginning of the world, who loves you so much that he died for you so that you can experience his love and be a part of his family today. And who loves you so much that he has moved heaven and earth to make sure that we have incredible promises of hope and life and joy in the future. With more Thanksgiving meals, with more food, believe it or not, the Bible says that, with more family, with more beauty, and with more time spent thanking and praising the God who loves us. It's time to say thank you. Let's pray and say thank you together. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for all that you have given us. For the things that we can see. People, family, food, your incredibly beautiful creation. The homes that we live in. The good things we experience. Thank you. And thank you even more for all that you have done for us. From before creation until the end of eternity. Thank you, Jesus, for dying and saving us. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for choosing to be in us. Thank you, Father, for adopting us as your own. Help us to be thankful today and every day. Thank you, and thank you, and thank you. Amen.